It's day to day. He worked today, and we'll continue to evaluate him through the week.
Brandon's been talking a lot about confidence, whether it's after the game the other night or on Showtime. Sort of going off there, what do you think Jay's confidence is right now with all the ups and downs?
Well, all I can evaluate is how he works on a daily basis. He's a tough guy. We know that. He's a resilient guy, and I expect him to bounce back. I feel that way in the meeting rooms.
Are there certain areas in his game, whether it's third downs or where you would expect him or really need him to bounce back?
We need him to play well, just like we need everybody else to play well, Adam. You know that, and we're doing everything we can to get back to that place.
Mark, I'm wondering when you were talking about Mel Tucker and showing your support for him, you said that he's doing a good job under the circumstances. Could you explain what are the circumstances you were referring to?
Well, I think he's handling the adversity as well, you know, day to day with our players. And we have an experienced staff. He's one of those guys. And he works every day to get our guys better. And that's where we're focused. We're focused on trying to get better and become a better football team each and every day, and that's what he's doing.
Did you have a chance to go back and look at those tapes like you talked about of San Francisco and the Jets, and did you see something that has been missing?
Well, we've done a lot of different things. I'll leave it at that. I think what I'll just say is yes, but I'll leave the results of that to our football team.
Coach, to tack on to Adam's question a little bit, Brandon, he said, we've lost our confidence, basically. Mm-hmm. Do you see that in the locker room? Do you see these guys trying to rally together? What's your take on that?
All I know is when we got back to work today, we worked. And we're focused in. We know we got a long way to go. We do know that. I think our guys are well aware that we've got a lot of work to do from where we were on Sunday. And we're focused on doing that. That's where we are. It's not very complicated. I can't sugarcoat it. The guys are back to work, focused on Minnesota. We got an extremely good opponent coming in here.
Mark, as you've gone through your coaching career, is there any particular mentor or coach you've worked for with that you admire during particularly tough times and learned anything from in terms of leadership or how?
Yeah, I think that I get asked that question a lot, and when I do, I always say that if I mention one, I'm really disrespecting, or two, I'm disrespecting the others, because you learn from everybody. Everybody has impacted, how we handle situations, how I handle situations, whether it be during times where things are going well or not, Rich.
Well, then to extend that a little bit, then how would you say, or what are some of the principles you rely on when times aren't
good? I think at times like this, you have to embrace it and positively take it on, and apply pressure to each and every one of us to be accountable for the situation, to go inside, and come out every day and be at your best.
Mark, I'm not trying to retry a three-month-old story here, but humor me for a second. Lance had said last night that he had told you a month in advance about the barbecue restaurant. He told us, and you told us in September, that never happened. I'm curious which one's the truth. Now, I'm also curious, is that reflective of any sort of tension between you and Lance, even then or now?
You know, I can't, Pat, I'm not going to go there. I gave Lance a personal day, and what I said at the time was I gave him a personal day, and he let me know a long time in advance, and I okayed his option to take a personal day. I showed him the respect that I thought he deserved at the time, and I didn't think it was doing anything that was not in the best interest of the team at the time.
How was he handled last couple of weeks as a veteran leader and as the senior member of this defense?
Well, I know you talked to him today, yeah. He cares about this team. He was obviously very not in a good place when he was hurt. He was trying to help our football team, and he's trying to help it now.
Mark, what do you see from Minnesota's front four?
Very active, very explosive across the board. I mean, they've got what, 30 sacks right now. And they're hitting every quarterback. They're getting off blocks. They've got great leverage. And they're playing good on the back end. Their back end's holding up enough to where they can get to the quarterback. So it's a tremendous tremendous challenge for us this week, throwing the football, certainly.
Mark, they're improved in a lot of areas.
Yes, they are.
Is there anything, what are they doing differently under Mike Zimmer that they weren't doing before?
I can't relate to what they were doing before. Just knowing Mike from last year, playing against him over the years, Cincinnati, he's got a very active defense. They play very hard. They do a lot of different things, particularly on third down, which we'll get to today. And their guys are simply playing hard. They're not overly complicated, but they do play very hard. You know, that's a good question. You know, we understand the passionate disappointment, for lack of a better way of putting it. We certainly understand that, and you know, our job is to play well for them, and we're focused on playing well.
Did you look at Teddy Bridgewater at all when he was coming out?
I did not. I've seen a little bit of him, obviously, over the last few weeks in crossover tape, and I've been impressed with him. He's very poised, highly competitive, throwing the ball very well. You know, statistically, you don't see it, but it's you can tell it's going to get better. It's getting better, and he's got the ability to run, you know, get out of the pocket, move, and extend plays.
Are you impressed with how they were able to handle the adversity of Adrian Peterson, just schematically in terms of being able to still run the ball?
Yeah, they're doing a nice job. They got two young backs. They found a young guy that changed his position. He's playing well. You know, it's a hats off to them. You know, we're gonna have to stop the run with those two guys.
Does he remind you of anybody? Saying how quick he was.
Yeah, he's very quick. He's you know, a sub 4.4 guy, very quick in the hole and explosive. So you know, we've got our work cut out for us there.
You said you understand the fans' passionate disappointment. Have you heard since Monday from, say, Ted Phillips or team ownership on their disappointment in the team?
You know, I can say that I have conversations with everybody in the building upstairs. So there's been connection or communication during the week. Yes.
As a head coach, you can face criticism in any given week. A lot of it anonymously. This week, it got particularly ugly on Twitter involving the family. How are you handling that?
Well, number one, you know, that's a personal issue. You know, that's a family issue. And we'll work through that. You know, the thing that brings up is there's another side of the coin, and that's there's a lot of support out there for my family and for you know, what we're going through during this adversity. So I try to find the glass loaded up with good things, too. But, you know, that's personal, and we're addressing that.
Coach, along those lines, you're talking about the Vikings front four. Are you still searching for the best five offensive linemen at this point in the season? It's like Brian played pretty well at guard. Might he be considered in that position for the rest of the season?
Yeah, he's gonna, you know, he's gonna have an opportunity to play, and we'll see where Jordan's at, and continue to move him around. Obviously, you know, Jordan's, you know, losing Jordan, losing Matt. You know, we're still, we like all these guys. We think they're all good players that can play those positions, and we can have success. But it is, you know, obviously causing us to move some people around, Ann.
How secure do you think Jordan might be, or what is Jordan's status at this point?
Mills. It's day-to-day. You know, it's muscular, and it's day-to-day.
You said Evan was going to be week to week. Are you already to the point now where you know he's going to play one way or the other?
Not sure. Really not sure.
Thank you.